This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, the Talk Radio Countdown on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's responsible for everything that goes on at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry, and the talk media in general. We have lots to talk about this week, as usual, including a new song that will apply only to those people who listen to talk radio. Right? We have a brand new song. Michael and I are actually going to debut this song together. We'll sing it together for you later in the hour. Something that will, and I think, entice people to stay with us for the whole hour. Anything, Michael?
And then we're going to go on the road and perform it in a concert in arenas.
Yep. Yes. What a great idea that is.
Of course, the arenas will be closed at the time we're performing them.
Full orchestra.
The janitor will get to hear it.
Yes, he will.
And
all right, but first,
you want to do this chart thing?
Well, the charts are available for the week of August 8th to the 12th, and so it is the framework, the backdrop, it is the skeleton, it is the reason for our being in this hour. This gives us the fundamentals of conversation.
That's right. It is our raison d'etre.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
At number nine, it says only number nine.
I'm going to bring that to your attention. That I just,
number 10 is the Rio Olympics.
Yes.
Number nine is Major League Action and Major League Baseball action and the National Football Season preseason, National Football League.
Yes. Starting.
At number eight, we have the Miami Zika outbreak, and U.S. fertility rate is down. Interesting report.
Mm-hmm.
At number seven, the Roger Ailes scandal. Boy, that is a real can of worms. Wow.
Or
at number
turkeys.
Six, huh?
Can of turkeys.
Can of turkeys. At number six, we have the water park child tragedy, and there have been a tremendous amount of accidents at amusement parks.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the numbers are now starting to raise a lot of eyebrows as to what the heck is going on. At number five, we have the tale of the Trump Tower climber, and we have
Trump for president.
Yeah, we have the Christie Bridgegate liar accusation.
Come on,
people actually think he lied.
No.
Can you imagine a guy, like a fine man like that? At number four, we have U.S.-Turkey relations. And,
I heard he was having an affair with Trump's wife. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of people are saying it.
Don't
you love the way Trump does that?
Right there, yeah.
Well, I hear a lot of people saying, and then he gets to put it out there. The South China Sea dispute is tied at number four.
I think we should just go to war with them and finish it off, don't you?
War with who, New Jersey?
Yeah, well, after we do New Jersey, let's do China.
Oh, okay.
Good for the military.
We'll warm up
complex
with New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
And number, where the heck are we? Number three, we have the Hillary email issues and the DNC server hack case. And number two, we have the Trump-Obama-ISIS flap. And at number one, we have the Trump Second Amendment flap. You'll notice we don't have the presidential race as one thing, because it's all over the place.
Lots
so those
of
are
flaps.
It's flapping in the breeze.
Yes, it is.
The people on our survey at number 10, we have Roger Ailes, and we have A-Rod, and we have Stephen Ragota. At number 9, we have Caleb Thomas Schwab, the poor young fellow that died tragically.
Mm-hmm.
At number 8, we have Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen and Vladimir Putin.
Mm.
At number 6, we have Chris Christie and Christina Genovese Renna. At number 6, we have Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. I know, who are they? Mm-hmm. At number 4, Bill Clinton. Who is he?
Yeah.
At number 5 is Bill Clinton. Number 4 is Paul Ryan. Number 3 is Barack Obama. Number 2 is Hillary Clinton. And number 1, of course, is Donald Trump. And there you go.
Hillary should have made Bill her vice president. That would have been much easier, and she would have been assured of winning had that been the case, and it would have been legal. There was a president of, is it Venezuela? No, it was some South American country who's been in and out of power for the last 30 years. He was afraid he was going to lose the election, so he put his wife in as vice president. She's very popular, and apparently he's on his way to winning. I'm not sure. I can find out what the country is, but it's a South American country. You know who I was surprised was not on the people list, Michael? Glenn Beck, who is now in court because he claimed that the person responsible for the Boston Marathon bombings, the person who funded the event, was such and such a, I don't know the guy's name, Abdul Rahim Al Harbi. Anyway, see, you left me out there. It's like you left me out, and the saw is in my hand. I'm cutting.
No, I didn't leave you out. I don't know how it's pronounced.
Abdul Rahim. Oh, good. So I'm saying.
And I don't want to sound like I'm making fun of anybody's ethnic name.
Okay, me either. All right. So anyway, Beck is in hot water because he's being sued by this guy who was. Beck claimed he was the money man behind the bombing. And call him a terrorist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, this guy was taken to court, found not guilty, and so now he's suing everybody in sight, but mostly Beck, for finding out or saying on the air. And Beck keeps saying he has sources. So from the talk perspective, how important is it? I mean, we're not news people. So you and I have just been foolish here in the last few minutes, say silly stuff about things. I guess it is not, in this circumstance, it's not easy to think that Beck was just jesting, because he's not very good at doing that anyway.
He wasn't jesting. He was talking about what he thought was true.
Yeah. So what is this? This another way of kind of getting us, those of us who do this for a living, to be more careful about what we say?
No, it's not a way. It's somebody suing. I mean, anybody that's on the radio is subject to being sued if, in fact, they besmirch someone's reputation and do so maliciously. I think the key to the Beck case is that he was already presented with the facts that he was wrong, and allegedly he continued to, what do they call that, doubling down. I love that term. That's a new term, tripling down, walking it back. These are all new terms. He doubled down on it, or at least that's what I hear. But anybody can sue anybody for anything, and this is not a conspiracy. This is somebody that's suing. Now, you're making it sound like, is this a way they are trying to keep people on the radio from speaking?
Well, that wasn't my intent. I was just more interested in it because there's a popular radio host who's being sued. I don't know. Has Limbaugh ever been sued? Sean Hannity ever been sued? I've never been sued for anything I said on the air, but I don't usually say things that will stir people up like that.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been sued, have you?
No, and I would not want to be. Anybody could be sued. Anybody can sue anyone. It doesn't mean they'll win. But
right.
But the Beck case, if you study it carefully, he went after this guy.
Yeah.
And the guy was shown to be innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's serious stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and be held accountable for it.
You know,
and that's the case. Does he talk about that stuff on the air? Is it smart to talk about things like that on the air? He probably has talked about it.
I don't listen to every one of his shows, so I can't say if he does. I haven't heard him talk about it on the air.
No, I haven't heard
him. I would think he would avoid it. When you get into the real world of lawsuits and you get into the real world of court cases, sometimes it's best to keep your mouth shut. Quite often, lawyers advise their clients don't say anything, because once you start talking, that becomes part of the case.
Yeah.
And you know, you can try the case in the court of public opinion, but the court of public opinion doesn't count.
No.
Yeah.
I'm involved in a court case now, and I've been speaking negatively about the person or the group company that I'm suing. I'm not afraid of anything because they're just bad people.
Yeah, you
bad
do
things
that.
To lots really of people.
If I were your lawyer, I'd advise you against that.
Okay. So, Michael, you can be my lawyer, and I won't speak about it.
Well, as your friend. I mean, it's just one of the things you have to be careful about when you have a platform, especially if it's a licensed platform such as a radio show on terrestrial radio stations that are licensed by the FCC. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very careful not to use the power for personal purposes, for personal disputes. It could get you into trouble, and it also isn't always the nicest thing to do.
Well, okay, then. I guess I won't do it anymore.
Well, I mean, you can do what you want. I'm just talking generally about the nature of the business. I don't know the specifics. I mean, these people might be heinous.
They are.
They must be for you to do that.
They're really bad people. They're just really bad people. They've screwed a lot of people. But I'll keep their name.
I don't want to know about it. I don't want to be called in as a witness. I have enough problems.
We didn't even do the people list. I went right to Glenn Beck. We didn't do...
Let's do them again.
No, hold on. No, I don't think we did them. Hold on a minute, though.
Sure,
we have to pause for a moment.
We did
do them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was confused because I was looking. I'm reading this book at the moment, Yappy Days, which we're going to talk about later in the countdown. 17 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, we're listening, you are, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, as an aside or a countdown extra, how many people saw the meteor showers this week? They were beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
Did you see any of that early in the morning? I went out early in the time when you could see it, and the clouds were
New England's had a lot of heavy weather this week.
Because you got they're best after midnight, because after midnight you're flying forward on the earth as opposed to backward. Mm-hmm. It's like rain falling on the windshield. There's more rain falls on the windshield of the car than the back window because you're heading into the rain. And after midnight, you're on the side of the earth moving forward. So that's why you see more of the meteors, because you're going into it as opposed to having passed through it.
How many people believe that? Raise your hands. How many? That's very good, Michael. That's a great story. 21 after the hours, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Right, 23 past the hour.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. I am blessed with having been associated with Michael for a long, long time in many different ways. We're going to talk about what's in up close and far out this week, but last week I was on there, and there were a lot of people who listened. If you go to, I think, both Talkers and DougStephan.com, there is a tab. What do you call it?
Well, at DougStephan.com, you have the player, so if they press
the player,
they can hear it directly. But if somebody isn't there, they could just go to UpCloseAndFarOut.com, and you're now the second position. You were last week's. But it'll be there for about 10 weeks.
It's great.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
A lot of people have heard that. It got a lot of good reaction in terms of our audience around the world. And it was very
interesting. Nobody set off with his head then. There were actually some insightful moments in that, actually. There really were things I haven't known. And that's the idea of having this interview. I said some things there that I never said before in the air.
Well, how often are you interviewed? You're usually in the driver's seat.
Exactly.
So you don't, you don't get to bring things out that others might see in you.
Yeah, right. One of the things that becomes a part of our player every week, if you will, most every week at number 10, what's going on in sports talk radio. I found this story about Wimbledon. So many people are focused on what's going on at the Olympics and what we have at the beginning of the football season. How many people saw the investigation that this female tennis player was poisoned during Wimbledon? Did you see that? Police have not confirmed the victim's name. Apparently, it was this young lady, Gabrielle Taylor, who was forced to withdraw from the girls' junior tournament, spent 4 days in intensive care in London. Police said a woman fell ill, and then it turned out to be this woman. But I haven't seen any conversation about that at all. And it's a very, you know, people say it's kind of like the fellow who got shot in the back in Washington, who was an analyst. What's his face from WikiLeaks says that he was the informer. He fed all of the DNC emails to him, and then he got killed. Did you see that?
How does that relate to the tennis player?
Because it's stuff that doesn't get well covered, or people, things happen to people, and we never really know what the story is behind the story. They don't know what happened to this young woman in Wimbledon, and we don't know what happened to the guy who was shot in the back in Washington.
Yes, but yeah, you're right. Stuff that deserves a follow-up doesn't often get it because there's so much new stuff happening. Things move so quickly, and things are forgotten so quickly that there isn't that much follow-up on a lot of things.
Do you think it's because people's interest or attention span is so short?
To a degree.
And how much does that affect talk radio listening in the main?
Oh, it totally affects it. The talk radio has changed drastically in the last 10 years because the ratings are designed for short attention spans.
5 minutes.
And thus, you won't hear anything that we used to, you won't often hear things that we used to call long form.
Yes.
It still exists. Long form, for the people listening, is an interview or a topic that goes beyond the break, where when the break is over, we get back to where we left off. Mm-hmm. Quite often, they start something new after the break, figuring it's a whole new bunch of people because of this attention span epidemic.
Let me give you an example of what Michael is saying. I heard a good example, actually, this week. I was listening to Michael Gallagher, who's a nationally syndicated host. He had Newt Gingrich on, and he came on with him after the break at the bottom of the hour, and he went to the first commercial break in that half hour with Newt Gingrich, and basically let him off, because Gingrich is the kind of person, you don't really interview him. He just, it's kind of like spinning a top. Hope you pull it. You pull a rope, and he just goes. And it was quite informative, actually. Yeah, I thought it was great, but it just shows what Michael is saying. It was positioned in between two breaks, and that's as long as they want to let it go, even though it was Newt Gingrich. So, that's a very interesting way of putting it, Michael. Very insightful. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is an overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio and other things that are ancillary to what we do on the air, podcasting, etc., etc., etc. We've been through the charts. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've talked about some of the items that deserve. I mean, we could take any one of these things and work them over for an hour, as some people do. Some shows have the same sort of conversation over and over again, the pro-Trumpers and the pro-Hillary people, although you hear more pro-Trump stuff on the radio, I think, than you do Hillary, don't you think, Michael?
On the news talk stations, yeah, most of the hosts are pro-Trump. There are some conservatives that are anti-Trump.
Yeah.
But they do so at great risk of offending the core of their audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to salute these guys from a broadcasting standpoint that they have the courage to stand up to their audiences.
Yeah. Is that because, I mean, some people say when I do it, it's not very smart. Does that mean they're not very smart?
It means that they may not be smart in the short term, but they may be very smart in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how the Trump thing is going to play out. We don't know how history is going to recall this historic election.
Mm. That's very... Well, you don't really know that with anything on any level.
Yeah, but things aren't as usually as dramatic and profound as this election.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say dramatic and profound? Use those two words in the same sentence.
Oh, I think... Well, I don't think we've ever seen a time when both candidates were so terribly unpopular.
Yeah.
I was asked, you know how I stay out of politics,
Though
I'm in the middle of it, but I stay out of it.
Yes.
I don't take a side. I'm
yes.
a First Amendment guy.
Yes.
Well, somebody really pressed me the other day in an interview, and he said, come on, who do you prefer? Who are you for? Trump or Hillary? I said, all right, I'll give you a big hint. I said, here's the way I view the candidates. One of them is really dangerous, terrible, untrustworthy, reckless, and will present the United States with great danger going forward.
And the other, Donald Trump.
Wait. The other is worse.
Hmm. Yeah. Right. Well, then you go to the libertarians, and can they get a foothold enough to really make a difference? That's a good conversation.
If they had put William Weld
on the top of the ticket,
I'd vote for him.
Me too. Yeah, absolutely.
He's the best guy out there.
Yeah, he really is. And why they didn't make that happen?
Well, because he's not a libertarian, nor is the other guy.
He's a rhino. Yeah.
There are no libertarians in the Libertarian Party anymore.
It's frustrating, isn't it? All right, so let's talk. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, the libertarian is an ideal to kind of strive for. I don't know if it works in its purest sense in reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to change the reality, maybe, because I think there's one thing that hasn't really gotten underscored as much as it ought to, and that's what Trump says about the elections. They are rigged. They're all rigged. The primary system is rigged. The final election is rigged. The way the parties work is rigged. It's just all been turned and twisted around so that you are getting in the chops. You think you're really voting for somebody. What happens when the Electoral College, the members of the Electoral College from your state differ with your vote, even though the popular vote doesn't count? That's really what the bottom line is. This system is a charade. It's outrageous, and most people don't understand it because they don't get taught civics anymore. It's like a conspiracy for people who are in that league, whether they're Bilderbergers or the Trilateralists or whoever, the Masons. They want to control everything, and this is their way of doing it. So what do you say to that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What I know,
I think some of these stories are rigged too.
Really?
I think I think everything's rigged, and I think the solutions are rigged as well. I think that it's so convoluted that the average person just has to keep their wits about them, have common sense, be skeptical, and hope for the best.
Be skeptical is true. Yeah. Right. All right. In Up Close and Far Out this week, which is Michael's podcast that I was on last week, a lady named Bernadette Duncan appeared to promote a new book about her experiences in the world of talk radio. This is a behind-the-scenes look with, as described in the book, the newsers, schmoozers, boozers, and losers. I don't know if I fit into any of those categories, but she
never
worked
with me. You're a schmoozer and a loser.
I am, okay.
You're not a boozer, and you're certainly not a loser.
No.
But you are a schmoozer, and you're a loser.
All right, so I fit into two of those categories.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think there's anything in here about me, because she never worked with me.
No,
this is
exactly
a story about the people that she worked with, some very interesting names, whether it be Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Tom Snyder, Charles Osgood. What was her experience with Charles Osgood?
She worked with him at CBS in his support team.
Yep.
He was not really a host of a show, but he's such a big name.
But he's well known.
He's a great guy. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah, right.
But this book is cool, and it has teeth. You know, it gives credit where it's due, but it also it does not it's not a whitewash. You know, it has some really interesting dirt in it. And
wait a minute, hold on a second. Hold that thought. David Koresh, the girlfriend, you know, he used to listen to my program, The Good Day Show, when he was in Waco. When he'd go out on his morning run, the police chief there told me after what happened, what was it, 1993, when everything got blown up by the new Clinton administration, and he was arrested and yada yada. The police chief there told me that he could arrest him any morning. I used to follow him out, and he'd go run. He'd take a morning run. And, you know, that was part of this. But you have a story of a former girlfriend that Bernadette got as a guest. This looks like this is really... And this, by the way, the book is a behind-the-scenes look at the people who really make our shows tick. That's really what this story is. What so this lady's been doing this for 26 years, and the work with the people that I just mentioned. But in reality, there are all kinds of stories behind the stories, and people that you may...
The radio producer, the role of the radio... People may who don't know radio that well, the producer of a radio show, the producer of a talk show plays a major role in it. I guess the best depiction of it was back in the Frasier show. Remember that huge show, Frasier?
Yep.
And the character of Roz, excuse me, who sat on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
It was a pretty accurate depiction of a producer.
Right.
And
those were the old KABC radio studios. You knew that, right?
No.
Yes, those studios were put together by Bob Kay, who's my general manager.
Are you serious?
I am absolutely serious.
I've been binge watching Frasier on Netflix.
Have you?
I'm up to the fifth year now. I've been watching in order. I want to see every single one of them because I think Frasier, as the years go by, is probably one of the finest TV sitcoms ever made.
Interesting, as it plays on radio too, or plays too. And about radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Some accuracy, some in
it. Amazing, amazing comedy, amazing drama, tragedy, farce. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yep.
And when you can watch it as a 21 or 22 minute play without having to see commercials, and then you can put them all in order so as they happened, it's really good.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we continue in a moment because this is really the fabric and fiber of what talk radio is all about, what Bernadette has written about. The book Yappy Days, which you can get on Amazon, you can find it at bookstores, that sort of thing. But Michael's profiled it in Up Close and Far Out. We'll talk a little more about that in a matter of moments because it is so endemic to what really goes on. In the meantime, speaking of what really goes on, a lot of the Olympic athletes have been talking about using Super Beets. Super Beets is loaded with dietary nitrates and, as such, opening up the blood vessels, the arteries that bring the blood everywhere to your muscles, to your brain, to all the organs in your body. This is so important to supplementation for these athletes that are in the Olympic spotlight at the moment. It's amazing how many of them are on Super Beets, and we'll tell you the impact of beets and how it really does, within 15 or 20 minutes, put you and your energy on the map. So if you're looking for something that's loaded in antioxidants and vitamins and minerals and will help you in a way that you can't get anywhere else to get blood, keeps your blood pressure where it needs to be and opens up everything to being fed properly by the river of life, which is your blood flow. 800-655-4183 to get in on this amazing powder. Put it in a 4-ounce glass of water. Drink it like the athletes do and find out what it does for them. It'll do the same for you. Energy, stamina, and blood where it needs to go. 800-655-4183. You'll find it's truly inexpensive. And if it's your first time buying the product, then you get a 30-day supply free with your original first order. 800-655-4183 to feel and act like an Olympic athlete. Use Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's Cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes to You rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked as highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, the conversation here continues. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. He does the podcast Up Close and Far Out, which you can get by going to that website, Up Close and Far Out, or you go to Podcast One. He interviews Bernadette Duncan this week, who has written a book called Yappy Days about her 26 years working with talent. I use that with we call ourselves talent.
Yeah, it's a book about ego.
Yeah, it really is. That's what it all is. Yeah, I mean, has the great one, Gil, who? That's an inside because it's actually very funny.
It's not inside anymore.
No, it isn't. It's just very, very funny. He's a, yeah, it was always, never mind. That's, I'll keep it. Well, Mike, I laugh about this stuff because you've known all these people all these years. And you know what? This real story is that we're all human beings. I just said to Michael off the air, it's a good thing we don't know everything about everybody.
Oh, boy, why can would you imagine? Yeah. Well, the way technology is advancing with social media,
yeah, you get to know way
soon we're going
to
know everything about everybody.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
And everybody's going to know everything about you.
Yeah. Nah, they won't know everything about me. All right, but anyway, this is a good read. You want to listen to the interview, so go to Up Close and Far Out and check out the conversation.
Yeah, upcloseandfaroutcom.
It was Bernadette Duncan this week. Last week it was Doug Stephan.
Yep.
Check it out.
And if you miss it, it's there too.
Past the hour.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, surveillance, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an attorney at law, here to speak with us about some of the important legal stories or the aspects to some of these stories that have legal ramifications. Stephen also runs Scamicide.com. Again, an interesting and likely scam focus for you in a moment. But first, let's get to a couple of these items that are on the countdown that have taken place this past week. Michael, I'm Michael. Stephen. Michael is just here now. It's Stephen Sturm. So, the whole business about Hillary Clinton and the email, is that over, and they're just, you know, using this stuff, or is she still vulnerable legally to be subpoenaed or perhaps charged with something, really and truly?
Yeah, I don't think so. I would not say it is over, because it will be a part of the campaign for, you know, right up until November. But as far as legally, it has been investigated by Congress. It has been investigated by the FBI. It is investigated by the Justice Department. And correctly, what she did was not illegal, anything for which she should have been charged. Was it stupid? Yeah, no question. And she admits that. But as far as anything of any legal liability, no. For that part, it's done.
Yeah, it just makes for good fodder for those people who don't like Hillary.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. Okay, so what can the Trump Tower climber, number 5 this week on the countdown, what can he be charged with other than stupidity?
Yeah, you know, it was... one of the things was that I saw he was charged with was, I believe, creating a public disturbance. And
people are having a great time watching this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem that the public was disturbed. They were very quietly watching him. So Trespass, interestingly enough, he certainly wasn't inside the building, but he was on the building. But no, there really isn't much. It was not a public building. You know, I think they'll probably have some little plea agreement, drop the public endangerment, which he was not endangering the public.
The only one he endangered was himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it'll be tempest in a teapot, and it'll go away with a.
I don't even think. Did Trump say anything about it at all? I don't think I've heard anything that he said.
I didn't. You know, it's one of the few times that he decided that the best course of action was to say nothing at all.
Right. He might learn a lesson from that. Okay. So this child who died at the water park, this was really gruesome stuff. And you wonder who's liable here. The water park, his father was influential. This kid is not supposed to, he was 10 and they're supposed to be 14 years old to get into the thing. So who's going to get it in the neck? Pardon the bad.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah, just about everybody here. And there's questions. There have been, it does seem to be, a significant increase in the number of accidents at
Yes, we were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, what's even struck me is we used to see, and a lot more regulations, these traveling fairs that would have these temporary rides, and they turned out to be pretty dangerous. But these are well-established fairs that have been there and, you know, rec centers and, you know, parks. So you do have issues. I heard some reports, whether they're true or not, that the belts that they were using, the Velcro belts, were not operative. If that's if that's accurate, then you've got issues with either the manufacturer or the park itself for not properly monitoring and maintaining those. This is not a situation, it appears, where there was the kid was acting in an irresponsible manner. That happens too, and their negligence, you always compare the negligence. It is their negligence and stupidity more than that of the people who are running the operation. But in this case, no, it seems to be some kind of defect in the ride itself. So definitely the company and the water park have some real possible liability.
What you think of robocalls by aggressive marketers are more likely to be scams by crooks. Top three phone scams targeting consumers this year are Google listing scams, loan-related scams, and fraudsters offering free vacations. So what does the man who runs Scamicide.com say about this?
Well, one of the things we say is go to Scamicide.com, and earlier this week we had up there a free service that you can get. The FTC had a contest a few years ago to see who could come up with something to stop robocalls, and the guy that won it started this free service that you can have on your phone. What will happen is the phone will ring once, and it'll pick it up and then hang up if it's a robocall. The thing with robocalls are you never trust them, because if you're on the do not call list, and you should be.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.